Travel Talk with Visit Czech Republic. Plan today for check-in 2021. Visit czechrepublic.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
So then, Ed, as we continue our series on places to plan and visit over the air, even though I know last week we were talking about the fact that that a lot of people probably won't be traveling this year or will be nervous about traveling, but that doesn't mean that when travel comes back that some people won't want to, because I think everybody's chomping at the bit to go and get some warm sunshine and head off to sunnier climes. But even if you're not planning it for this year, certainly something to bear in mind if you're planning for next year. And this week we are off to a place which I know is very close to your heart, Portugal, and another place in Portugal that is very, very close to your heart, because you've spoken about it before, and that's Porto.
Yes, Carol, lovely to chat to you again. Long regarded, I suppose, as Lisbon's kind of quieter sibling, Portugal's second city, it's kind of undergoing a bit of a magical moment, or it was sort of undergoing a magical moment of rejuvenation, Carol, last year. Centuries ago, I suppose, just give a bit of history, it was a big hub for British ships to kind of cluster in Porto. The medieval harbour there is amazing, and it's all been kept as it was. Do you remember the Oneiden line years ago, Carol? Captain James. It'd be sort of similar to that sort of, you know, old world sort of merchant ship kind of history. And they kept a lot of that in the harbour there. The region's sort of eponymous port wines go back to then. Because remember, Captain James always had his glass of port. And port, of course, was huge in Britain then.
I still like a glass of port now, I have to say, Ed. You've spoken before about how beautiful Porto is.
Yeah, and it is actually. And I also love a glass of port. And it is very, very nice. And I mean, when you actually go there, I mean, it's really incredible that you can taste all these different wonderful ports, I suppose. And what's helping to drive the transformation, Carol, in a way, I suppose, is the kind of resurgent cultural scene. Before COVID sort of kicked in, there was all these kind of world-class concerts which would have been held there. There's a famous place there called Casa de Música, which is kind of self-explanatory and amazing. It was famous as well for like art exhibitions along the Rua de Miguel Bombarda. Portugal is kind of very ancient and medieval, and that sort of medieval metropolis isn't interested in tarting itself up. They're really very keen on keeping Porto sort of as it is. Portuguese people, they love their old ways and traditions. This is very much in contrast to the modern sort of web summit hub that Lisbon has become as well, even though it does have its old part as well. But Porto has totally kept its old cobble streets, beautifully tiled churches, Carol, lazy lunches, kind of, you know, people are incredible. You'll find people are just really, really friendly there as well. It's just a beautiful place. And the location where it is, on the Ribeira del Douro and on the river there, the Douro River, is magnificent. And of course, all that whole area, which borders into the Ribeira del Douro part of Spain as well, those Ribeira wines would be famous, the white and reds for their awards, of course, over the years. But that whole area is absolutely magnificent. And in terms, Carl, then, of just doing different things, I mean, Porto itself, the sun sets there. It's beautiful. You're up in the north of Portugal. This is where Portugal began. This is where Portugal's roots trace back to the beginning, you know. So the whole area around it is extensively like hiking trails, beautiful swimming holes, kind of quirky caves, and lots of port wine, Carol. So you'd love it. So when you're out and about, there's just port. Everywhere you go, there's port wine. So you got to love the port wine to go there, right?
And sorry, Ed, I think one thing that we need to stress as well, because I know you spoke about this before, it's almost now, I'm not quite sure how long this is going to continue for, but Porto is almost one of the Algarve's hidden gems. So as we were discussing over the last few weeks about the fact that people might well be justifiably nervous about traveling, is the chances are you're not going to be surrounded by crowds of people there.
No, not at all. And again, of course, Portugal has been implementing loads of different protocols and stuff around COVID. So it's very, very good. They have different bubbles. Lisbon has been quite, you know, badly affected in certain parts, you know, so it depends. Again, you know, places that were very densely populated there, you know, were kind of affected badly. But this area, of course, is not densely populated and a lot of outdoorsy spaces. So it's a good place to go. One part that I wanted to mention, Carol, as well, which is absolutely beautiful. Beautiful. There's a national park, the Queres National Park, G-E-R-E-S. This is kind of beautiful, rocky mountains, oak forests, little historic villages, all within the park, and it's only an hour's drive from Porto. You can do tours, or what I did when I went there was I hired a car for about 3 or 4 days, and it was so cheap, like 25 quid a day or something. But it's a great off the beaten track trip to do, right? And again, not very well known, but again, lovely little secret places to go swimming. There's loads of places to stop along the way, kind of wild landscapes, waterfalls. Again, great little places to have a lovely little traditional Portuguese lunch and cool off with the swim in a natural lagoon. So that's one place that's really, really lovely. And another place, Carl, that's really nice as well, which I was saying there to you earlier, the Douro Valley, which is just beautiful. They're mad into espressos up in that area as well. They love their coffees. So gorgeous, Carl, for a real exploration and a different type of holiday, really, in that you're talking about not so commercial and, you know, off the beaten track, which I really, really love about it.
And I know you'll put all that information, as you always do, up on the Travel Talk website. But for anyone listening who perhaps is maybe feeling a little bit more ambitious and thinking, because let's face it, the way we live has obviously changed, or the way in the future, the way we're going to live and to work and to play is in the process of changing. And probably that will be permanent. If anybody's thinking about living perhaps and working in the Algarve, I know that you had a chat with Aoife Healy from the Ireland Portugal Business Network during the week. And they've launched a very interesting, fascinating series of free webinars that you also have on the Travel Talk website.
Yeah, Carl, that was really interesting. I had a lovely chat with, as you said, Aoife Healy, and she's the chair of the Ireland Portugal Business Network, as you were mentioning there. And they have launched this really interesting Algarve Living series. So if anybody is interested in moving now, whether you're retiring or whether you're a young digital nomad or young entrepreneur or any age, in fact, they're doing a series of five key themes on the webinar. Now, they launched them, Carl, on the 28th. So you can look back and see that one. But the other ones you can get, again, you just have to go on and register. And it's lifestyle, business, finance, property, and living. And Aoife was telling me, Carl, she moved there in 2015 and she just loves it. She said it's just really, really nice. So they're really kind of saying that the Algarve is offering this kind of dream lifestyle. And again, with the whole COVID-19 era that we're in now, you're talking about sort of really good year-round weather, stunning kind of outdoor spaces, low density population, and they pride themselves in Portugal as well, Carl, on kind of world-class healthcare, which is very important for lots of people. The Algarve is kind of becoming an international hub spot, which Portugal has invested heavily in terms of infrastructure and in terms of IT. So on the webinars, Carl, there'll be like senior executives, business leaders, digital nomads, startup guys, part-time workers, people that have retired there. It's covering the whole lot. So a really interesting one. If you're tired of the winters here, Carl, you want to take off for a while. And also will be really entertaining to hear, you know, what it's like for people that have gone there, done it, and on the ground, sort of, you know, the pros and cons, which I like about the whole thing.
All right, Ed. And as I said, all that information is on the Travel Talk website, traveltalk.ie. Ed, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. And if anybody listening has any questions about anything of a travel nature, don't be shy. Ed@traveltalk.ie. He's always more than happy to answer them. Have a good week, Ed. We'll look forward to chatting with you again next week.
Great, Carol. I'll have a nice glass of port this evening now, thinking of you.
steady now.
Thanks a million, Carol. We're nearly hitting February. It's great.
Travel Talk with Visit Czech Republic. Plan today for check-in 2021. Visit czechrepublic.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.